This is round four now. Joining me is Rosa Velasco-Mendez and Court Wagner, and good day to both of you.
Glad to be here.
Me too.
Rosa, I'm not familiar with you, so how long have you been here, most of your life or all your life?
I've been here all my life.
Okay, so you've come up through Cyuse Law the whole time. You've obviously seen the Rody Court.
Definitely. Watched it a lot.
Were you in the junior court by any chance?
No, I always wanted to be, but I just never got around to doing it.
So you got the senior court instead. What was it that made you say, I really want to do this?
First of all, the scholarship money is very enticing. And then I'm partial to dressing up. So I really like the idea of having a big, fluffy dress.
Which is kind of interesting because I think, as most of the men know in this town, that there's not many things you can dress up for. Mm-mm. So it's very mm-hmm. rare that you get to dress up. My wife's the same way. She's like, I wish there was some things we could do to dress up for. So it's a good thing for you.
Yeah, I know. I picked like the biggest ball gown that I could find. I was like, this is my dress.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So what kind of things do you like to do when you're not doing roadie stuff?
When I'm not doing roadie stuff, I tend to do a lot of sports. And I feel like every year of high school, I've like pretty much filled up my entire year besides this year. But one of my favorites is wrestling. Love wrestling. It's my favorite sport.
Really?
So yeah.
You've enjoyed it. What was your first intro into wrestling?
My cousin Audrey, she did wrestling first, and she'd come home and she'd be like, let me show you this, and then throw me across the room. So I was like, okay, I need to fight back. And then that's when I did wrestling.
That's pretty cool. Court, obviously, you've had an illustrious career at Cyuse Law. And,
yeah.
Last year got to take the ball and hike it to our quarterback, Micah Blankenship. What other things that have you enjoyed doing other than, I know you like to play guitar.
Yeah. Probably one of my favorite things to do is write and make my own music. I've always had a big passion for it my whole life. What really has brought me into that is my parents really pushed me into a lot of different things. Like in middle school, I did crow productions and stuff. I think that definitely built up my stage confidence, definitely, with that. And I think it's definitely helped with roadie court, too, during our speeches. So I think that's definitely assisted. Being an athlete, I love being in as many sports as I can. Unfortunately, I had an injury in football this year during the last game, so I couldn't wrestle. And so I just got cleared last week for track. But sports are a huge part of my life as well. I think also it's really interesting having a twin, too. It really makes you really a lot closer with your family, too, definitely.
Thinking back, do you remember the first time you sat down and penned out a song? Do you remember what that was like?
Yeah, I actually do. It wasn't a very serious song, actually. I was with my buddies, and I was learning to play the guitar, and I'm like, I'll write a song real quick. And it was, it was eighth grade. It was during COVID. One of my best friends got rejected by a girl, and I wrote a song about it. For him, and we're all laughing and stuff. It's more like a comical song,
right?
But that was probably the first song I ever wrote, and I have it pinned up in my room. I found the original copy a while back.
You said wrestling was a big thing for you. What about mm-hmm. things that are maybe more like writing and stuff like that? Do you like any of that kind of stuff? Or?
I don't know. I'm not very like into the books, if that makes sense. Like I don't really read or anything like that. I mainly just do it. Like I'm very spontaneous, I would say. Like if I'm like, oh, I want to go swimming, I'm gonna go swimming. Like I don't really have a set schedule of or like anything that I do on a regular basis.
What are some of the things you've enjoyed about roadie court, about doing this experience?
Honestly, having court, because I was on the wrestling team with him, so I already knew him. I was like comfortable with him. And then getting our little princess Delia, because she did our cheerleading youth camp. I'm also a cheerleader. And so I knew her already. And so it's just been kind of like little best friends hanging out all the time. And we'll go do stuff. We went to breakfast. That was fun.
That was really fun. We went to Brown Hen and had some great service. Got some free beignets.
Yes. Shout out to them. Good. So good.
Very good. And then we went to the movie theater.
Yeah. And we're trying to do more stuff like fishing.
Fishing. I thought it might be fun. Branch out a little bit.
Yeah. So you do this as a group or just?
Just us
just
three.
Just us three.
Three of you get together. Yeah. That's pretty cool to do that.
It's pretty fun.
Has school been tough for you? Because you say you're not a book person, so it makes me think.
Yeah, it's definitely been hard. But like my only goal is to like stay above a 3 point. And my mom was like, if you stay above a 3 point, then like you can, get more freedom. Every single year I've been at exactly a 3 point. And that's as far as I go. I'll do like as much as I need to get there, and then I'm done with school.
And that's
like,
enough freedom for
I'm
you,
like,
right? That's
I'm
enough.
Like, I don't need any more than that.
You don't
that.
Need more freedom than that.
Yeah, but I'm still, luckily that got me into college, so I'm going to the University of Hawaii at Manoa. And I
Very
know
cool.
Hawaii, tropical, yeah. exciting.
Yeah. That would be pretty cool. A lot of people don't get to do that opportunity.
Yeah, my campus is like 10 minutes away from the beach. So I was like, I'm going to be studying on
oh,
the
I
beach
see.
Every
oh,
night.
I see. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Awesome. So much for the 3.0 there, Mom. Oh, man. Okay. Well, hopefully you'll do enough so that you can stay at the school.
Oh, yeah. Right? I'm definitely, I think it's going to be another case of they have scholarships for me that I have to stay at a certain GPA. Right. And I'm like, I'll do enough to stay right there and just coast on by.
Well, you know, you're going to get bored of the beach after a while. So.
I don't know. I love the beach.
Now, Court, you're going to Linfield, right?
I am.
All right. So what is that? What's that looking like for you? Have you talked to the coaches and stuff like that there? Because I know you want to do athletics when you get there.
Yeah. So it was when I first started my recruiting process late my junior year, probably in the spring. It was interesting because through connections with people I know the head coach at Linfield. I sent him a text. I'm like, hey, coach, I'm Court Wagner. You know, this is my film from my junior year. And a couple weeks later, all of a sudden, he shows up at my school. He's like, well, let's have a little chat. And he actually offered me that day late my junior year. And so that was kind of began that relationship with Linfield. And so I've, you know, done the recruiting process, looked at different schools, and I just felt comfortable at Linfield. And just it's a super successful and classy program, and I just want to be part of that. So glad to be a part of that. And then I'm planning to get a political science degree with an emphasis on international relations. I've always been interested in like the world and conflicts and politics and stuff like that, but I'd like to maybe work in the intelligence business, maybe CIA or the State Department.
So fancy.
Congratulations. Now, how does it feel to know that your twin won't be coming with you?
Actually, she's looking at Oregon State now.
Right, yeah, I know she told us. That's why I was...
Oh, really?
So I mean, this will be a separate time for you with Linfield. Yeah. How does it feel?
Really, ever really been apart, so I don't really know what it's like.
Yeah.
So I think a little separation will be good. But
FaceTime,
yeah. You know. And she always likes to be a part of my life, too. And Corvallis and McMinnville aren't too far away from each other.
So your talent...
Yes.
Is it a secret?
Not so much a secret. Kind of hard to explain sometimes, though.
Okay, well, go ahead. Give it a shot.
So I'm Native American. I'm Cherokee. And I'm doing a traditional dance called jingle dress. It's very loud. And the dress itself is about 50 pounds.
Wow.
And yeah, it's big. It's considered a healing dance. So my goal is to just go out there, dance, and, you know, send good vibes into the crowd. I'm also going to have my mom, Rebecca, my aunt Kate, my cousin Memphis, and my aunt Laura all on stage with me, and they're going to be drumming and singing the song that I'll be dancing to.
Very cool. That's awesome. That's awesome. Court, what about you?
I am going to be performing and singing one of my original songs.
Pickin' and Grinnin'?
Yeah, Pickin' and Grinnin'. So I think possibly with a slideshow of my past performances I've done, because I've always done performances and talent shows and stuff in my past, so kind of just to wrap that up in my time in Florence, too, while I'm singing a song that's personal, but I think the crowd will like very much. So
very cool. Very cool. Thank you both for being in today. Look forward to the May 11th coronation, and we'll see how that pans out. Well, good luck to you. Hope you have a successful campaign.
Thank you.
Thank you.